This is the Ontario Family Law Podcast, featuring issues related to marriage, separation, divorce, child custody, support, property, and even some child welfare issues. It's a companion to the book, The Guide to the Basics of Ontario Family Law, which is available on Amazon. My name is John Schumann. I'm a certified specialist in family law, practicing as a lawyer, mediator, and arbitrator, and I am the partner managing the family law group at Devery Smith Frank LLP in Toronto. Today on the podcast, why you need a will. Many people have heard over and over again that they should have a will. Many people intend to do it, but never get around to it. There are lots of unfortunate consequences when someone dies intestate. Rather than a dry discussion of the principles of estate law, we are going to present a dramatic presentation by Devery Smith Frank's articling students, Anthony George D'Andrea, Michelle Farb, and Joanne Schiffer. The scene is an estate lawyer's office after the untimely death of the husband. The deceased wife is coming in to sort out the affairs.
Good morning, Mrs. Loser. Please come in and have a seat. I am so sorry to hear about the tragic accident.
I miss him so much. He was a wonderful husband, so kind and decent.
Now, this report says that Larry Loser, an experienced plumber, was working on some overhead water piping for the sprinkler system at the Hiram Walker whiskey plant when he fell into a vat of Johnny Walker Red and drowned. And for some reason, the insurer does not want to pay the accidental death claim.
Yes, they say that since the workers there tried to pull him out, but he fought them off. It wasn't really an accident.
Well, we will know much more about your chances with the insurer once we've had a chance to interview the witnesses. I understand that the funeral was this past Friday and that he was cremated.
Yes, and it took several hours to put the fire out.
Wish I had been there. Now, about the estate.
Larry had been married before and had two kids from that marriage, but Larry always assured me that I was the love of his life and that I would be taken care of.
What do these kids do?
Jennifer is a wonderful girl. She used to live in our basement, but she worked hard, put herself through law school, and is now articling at the prestigious law firm Devery Smith Frank.
And what about Inita?
She is 17 and lives with Larry's ex. He pays the mouthy little brat support of $400 a month.
Where's my money?
Do you know the ex is already trying to find out through relatives what is in Larry's will?
Now, speaking of his will.
He did leave me everything, didn't he?
Well, there's a wee bit of a problem. Larry Loser actually never signed his will.
He didn't? And why not?
Well, let's look at the notes here in the file. Prepared the will last September. We called him on September 15th, and he said he was working day and night on a big job, but that he would get back to us. When we called on October 1st, he said that the job was still not done. On October 15th, he said that he was going to Montreal for a job and would call when he got back. On November 1st, he said the two of you were going to Mexico for a week of R&R. On November 15th, he was going to the Grey Cup game in Regina with Bob, Lizzie, Florendo, Wayne, and the rest of the usual gang, and adding on a few extra days to visit an aging aunt in Saskatoon.
He has no relatives in Saskatchewan.
Well, on December 1st, he said he had the flu and didn't want to share his germs with the people in my office.
Yes, I had the flu too.
And on December 15th, he said he was busy shopping for a perfect Christmas gift for his beloved.
He bought me a Hoover vacuum cleaner.
Well, doesn't that suck? Now, the first week in January, he was busy repairing frozen pipes from the power outages during the ice storm. And on January 15th...
He died. The jerk. So what happens now?
As a spouse, you would get a preferential share of the estate. That amounts to $200,000. Anything above that, you will share with his children.
You mean that without a will, that mouthy little spoiled 17-year-old brat gets a part of my inheritance?
I'm afraid so, and it gets worse. She is entitled to make a claim against the estate for the remaining support which her father would have been obligated to pay her until she finishes full-time attendance at university or college, or age 25, whichever comes last.
So I end up paying his child support?
Well, technically it's his estate that pays the child support. But since you are the beneficiary, yes, you are paying it.
I found the statement from Larry's RRSPs. It showed a balance of $50,000. But why isn't his mother's name on the document?
Let me see that. Oh my, this is not good. Larry's mother is designated as the beneficiary of the RRSPs funds. That means that she gets the 50 grand, not you.
That's disgusting. Could it get any worse?
Unfortunately, yes. Those RSP funds are taxable at the time of Larry's death, so the estate pays the tax.
So even though I don't get the RSP money, the tax is paid from my estate proceeds. That means his mother gets the cash and I pay the tax.
In a word, yes.
That's terrible. Well, at least there is Larry's condo. That and the shirt on his back were all he had when his first wife and her shark of a lawyer got finished with him. He always said that his ex was a great housekeeper. When they got divorced, she kept the house.
Oh, that's a good one. Let me write that down.
Anyways, when we got married, I had a house and he had the condo. We lived in my house and Larry's mother moved into the condo. I do inherit the condo, don't I?
Not exactly. We did a title search on the condo and found that a week before your wedding, Larry transferred the title to himself and his mother as joint tenants. That means that upon Larry's death, his mother gets the condo.
And I'm getting a migraine.
Here, have a glass of water.
Thanks. Is there any good news at all?
Well, yes. Larry and his partner, Daryl Dripp, had a shareholder agreement for their plumbing business. It said that they would each take out life insurance on the life of the other.
What good would that do for me?
They agreed that the insurance money would be used to buy shares of the dead partner from the estate.
So Daryl gets the insurance money and has to use it to buy Larry shares from his estate. In other words, from me.
Yes.
So how much was the insurance?
$75,000.
But I know that Larry's half of the business was worth much more than that. They had over $100,000 just in inventory, plus the vehicles, the equipment, goodwill, accounts receivable, and the company has no debt.
That may be true, but the shareholder agreement says that the insurance funds are deemed to be the full value of the shares.
What a ripoff! So what's the bottom line?
Let's see. The estate gets the $75,000. It has to settle the support obligation to Larry's younger daughter.
Where's my money?
And I calculate the present value of that to be approximately $30,000. It also has to file and pay Larry's final tax return, which will include as income $50,000 from the RRSP. I estimate the tax liability to be about $25,000. So the net amount to you is $75,000 less the $30,000 to the kid and the $25,000 tax bill. So that it appears that you will net about $20,000 more or less.
$20,000? I worked through our whole marriage in some years. I made more than him. How could he do this to me?
Well, look at the bright side. Since the estate is less than $200,000, you don't have to worry about sharing the excess with his mouthy daughter.
Well, thanks a whole lot. I just feel so used. If he wasn't dead, I'd kill him. How could I have married such a loser?
Don't ask me.
Dying without a will can clearly create problems for loved ones and result in circumstances that the deceased would never have wanted. As is evident from the presentation, there are many considerations in drafting a will, and getting good advice can save your loved ones thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of dollars. Also, it's important to remember that marriage and divorce each void any existing wills, and so the spouses or former spouses need to get new wills. However, separating from your spouse does not void your will, and your estranged spouse will still take under your existing will, or if you have no will, will get a preferential share of your estate until you do. Make sure your wishes are carried out. Speak to an estate lawyer. This is the Ontario Family Law Podcast. My name is John Schumann. You can reach me at www.devrylaw.ca. That's www.devrylaw.ca or by calling 416-446-5847. I hope that you found this presentation on the need for a last will and testament helpful and informative. We will talk again soon about other family law topics. Thanks for listening.